And we're back. Mind your business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. Tonight's edition brought to you by Investors Bank. As the world deals with the COVID-19 pandemic, executives at Investors Bank are sharing worthwhile banking and business management recommendations. Earlier in the show, we heard from Richard Spengler, the chief lending officer. Then the next segment after that was we heard from Dorian Hansen, the chief marketing and product officer. And now we have the honor of speaking with Anna Oliveira, retail marketing executive for the New York region at Investors Bank. Anna, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And for you and all the listeners, I'd like to take an opportunity and just wish everyone a happy, safe, and kosher Passover. And if there's any listeners that are celebrating the Holy Week, also wishing you a happy Easter holiday.
Yes,
so thank you so much for allowing us to join you today.
Of course. And isn't it frustrating we're not able to do it? We're practicing social distancing, but you know, it would be so much easier and so much more meaningful if, and please God, it should return soon, where we could even be doing this across the table from each other.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting time, but you know, the fact that we can still communicate and be able to get information out in the form that we are, I welcome the day that we can once again meet.
Absolutely. So, Anna, what are some strategies that businesses need to follow to survive these, you know, so difficult economic times, and you know, and to be prepared when the recovery process, you know, returns, you know, may it come very, very soon.
Yeah, may it. You know, first of all, I know it's easier said than done, but I think everyone should try to stay as calm as possible. You know, staying calm and being rational, you know, pausing to collect thoughts, you know, allows you to think logically and consider all your options. You know, we need to take stock of obstacles in your company that it's currently facing, determining what really needs to be done right now. You know, small companies are resilient. They know how to figure it out and they're nimble enough to pivot quickly. So, you know, businesses might have to, you know, have the capability to shift gears, reinvent their company, offer new products and services. So there's a lot. There's a lot that's going to go, but you have to stay calm during this time. So I think that's very, very big key. And then if you need capital, you know, financing, you know, now's the time to research, apply. There's a lot of emergency loan opportunities through the federal, state, and city programs. You know, there's grants, low interest loans to small businesses. It's all available there. You know, Investors Bank is an approved SBA lender, and it's our intention to support as many of our borrowers and customers as possible through this time.
Now, Anne, I don't know how you juggle all this, but you're also the chair at the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce. Now, how is the organization assisting local chamber members during the COVID-19 pandemic, which, of course, has affected nearly every single business out there?
Yes, sure. You know, I'm a fortunate woman for being part of two great organizations, one Investors Bank, but also as serving as the chair of the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce. You know, the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce, led by our president and CEO, Randy Pierce, and the team have been the boots on the ground, and they're running. And, you know, during this time has been quite a challenge because we're an organization that is literally out on the street meeting with businesses, being at their locations. And, you know, and so it's quite a challenge. And one of the things that we want to make sure is that all Brooklyn businesses continue to have the ability to communicate with the chamber. And so we've launched a couple of different interfaces to give information to our business community, whether large or small businesses, through two different interfaces. We have our Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce website, www.brooklynchamber.com. We're pushing information regularly there to help businesses through the COVID-19 crisis. You know, fortunately, at the end of the year, on fourth quarter of 2019, we were able to launch our Brooklyn app, which is literally Brooklyn APP, which was meant to be a B2B app that is just serving so many other purposes right now. We've created a small business hotline on the app for timely information as updates are being given on the different types of loan and assistance that a business could look into or apply for. We are pushing that through the app. Another thing that this Brooklyn app has allowed us to do is it has allowed us to provide small town hall meetings via Zoom, via our chat rooms. We are providing webinars. So I think we're trying to be supportive. We're trying to assist our Brooklyn business community. It is very important. We are trying to help every member that requests, you know, with their applications for the PPP loans. We are just being that ear and listening and really even helping them develop plans for when they reopen, which is going to be very important. We talked about earlier how, you know, businesses might have to reinvent themselves. And so this is one way where I'm very proud of the team that we have at the Chamber that are able to work remotely, be available, be visible, just in a different way, but at the same time caring about our business community. So,
so
we're
special.
Here for them at the Chamber.
So special. My guest is Anna Alavera, Retail Marketing Executive at Investors Bank. Anna, I mean, you certainly would be great to talk about this because you're always a breath of fresh air. I'm saying it straight. You know, you're known for that, and your upbeat personality is so effusive, and it comes out in everyone who you deal with. Perhaps you could share, you know, some tips on maintaining morale in a corporate. I don't want to say a corporate setting because corporate setting is almost non-existent. People are working remotely these days. How can a company, what are your suggestions, how a company can maintain a great corporate culture even in today's environment?
Thank you for those kind words.
It's,
you
know, true.
The one thing that has always been important to me, even prior to this COVID environment we're in, but especially during the COVID environment that we're in, you know, the morale, you know, when your team is happy, when your team is motivated, you know, it's very important. And so even though everything that our employees and we're hearing, whether it's on TV and whether it's on the radio, you know, it's very scary stuff. And so you have to see what we can do to really encourage them and continue encouraging them. We have to have a steady flow of positive messages. You know, many of us at Investors Bank are keeping busy with so many projects or making plans for when the recovery begins. We want to make sure when we're reaching out to team members that we're communicating with each other, that we're reaching out, connecting with each other. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're in Long Island, whether you're in Staten Island, whether you're in South Jersey, you know, just checking in with each other and seeing if there's anything that we can do for each other really goes a long way because it shows that, you know, we care, and we are a company that cares. You know, we have our branches, our branch employees that are coming in every day. They're considered essential, right? Mm-hmm. And as considered essential, they are also thinking about their families when they're leaving their house and when they're coming back and, you know, what kind of risk they might be putting themselves or their family in. And so we're grateful for our employees. You know, they come in, they do their assignments. We appreciate every effort and the sacrifice that they're doing across the bank, not just in New York, but also in New Jersey. You know, they're serving our communities. Not only are they coming in and assisting clients that need their financial advice, you know, we have team members that are going out and, you know, helping our most vulnerable client base. You know, we have team members picking up groceries for senior citizens that cannot leave the house. We have employees that are going out to local hospitals and, you know, providing lunches as a thank you to the first line responders. We have something as simple as a teller from a branch walking on their way to work, picking up a newspaper for someone that can't leave their house and leaving it on their doorstep. You know, things like this and these stories that we're sharing, you know, really help build the morale. And, you know, just making sure that our employees understand and feel that we care is very important. So it's very important, the morale in our offices and throughout the organization.
You know, it's so special to hear that. And something that came up in the previous segment with Dorian is that this can't just be invented on the spur of the moment. There obviously is an atmosphere that permeates the entire staff and executive team at Investors Bank in order to follow through and with this type of relationship in under these extraordinary circumstances.
Yeah, it's you know, I'm very fortunate that I work with a group of individuals, not only on my team but across the bank, that we don't have to ask or tell them to go do something for someone else. You know, they're always coming up with ideas, and I get them on a daily basis, whether through via phone call, text, emails, and it makes me proud. It makes me proud that I have a group of caring individuals that really care about each other and the communities that we're serving.
Anna, we must talk about something that is a very big moment. It must be a big moment for Investors Bank, and that my understanding is you just recently completed the acquisition of Gold Coast Bank. And how is this moving? First of all, of course, Mazel Tov. And how is this, you know, all taking place?
You.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a very exciting moment. You know, an acquisition of a bank, and you know. It's really strengthening the backbone of Investors Bank, and even, you know, an acquisition taking on, you know, branches, clients. How is this all happening during this very difficult time period?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and thank you for the Mazel Tov. You know, it's literally off the press. We literally just finished converting the Gold Coast Bank into Investors Bank this weekend. Right. And, you know, it takes an army, you know, an acquisition and a conversion involving a lot of people. But considering, you know, following social distancing and leaning guidelines, we were kind of over the last couple of weeks trying to change our plans. And I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out of thanks and appreciation to all the teams around Investors Bank that really helped it make a smooth transition. We did pretty much everything virtually. We worked through the weekend. And we did it all. It wasn't easy, but it went well. So we're very excited. Of course, you know, Investors welcomes all the new clients from former Gold Coast, and they can, you know, they can count on us to provide exceptional service. The most exciting thing is that it doubles our size of branch banking network in Nassau and Suffolk counties. You know, all the Gold Coast branches that were part of this acquisition, they're remaining open, and you know, we're hoping that our newest clients, they feel that we're a great match. We add value. We can just, they had a great institution before, and we're just going to build on that. And so we're very excited. And many of the new customers are already started using the best-in-class mobile and online banking platform that we offer. I've been on the phone with clients all day, and they've been very happy, and they're been saying nothing but praises. So we're very excited. So thank you so much for bringing that up. It's been a busy time. It was a different type of conversion, but you know, I got some great team members across the bank that when push comes to shove, we make things happen. So very fortunate.
Amazing. Anna Alavera, retail marketing executive at Investors Bank. But Anna, before I let you go, perhaps you could just share a final tip from your life experience, something that kind of every business owner, executive can hold on to, say, you know, that was a great tip from Anna that I can apply in my business, even under these circumstances.
Sure. You know what? A tip. You know, I'd really be remiss if I didn't use a personal tip from, a saying
sure.
from our president and chief operating officer, Dominic Cama. You know, you can always hear him saying across the bank, whether he's in a meeting or visiting with the team, two simple words, and that's be nice. You know, you can really read it and interpret it many things. You know, be nice to your neighbors, be nice to your coworkers, be nice to your supervisors, be nice to your customers. You know, just be responsive, lend that hearing, you know, to hear their story, you know, offer resolutions. You know, be that advisor that they need, but above all, be nice. You know, when you're nice, people are receptive and people understand that you care. And so I would love to leave with that. Those two words that really mean a lot to myself and to this organization of Investors Bank, which is be nice.
So special. You heard from Anna Alavera, retail marketing executive at Investors Bank. Earlier in the program, we had the pleasure and honor of speaking with Richard Spangler, chief lending officer. Then we heard from Dorian Hansen, the chief marketing and product officer at Investors Bank. And coming up after the break, we're going to be speaking with Michael McIntyre, head of business and government banking. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.